then Jim Eastman,
Yes, I know Sundry Eastman.
He's come up with a thing.
Is anybody running against Sundry Eastman?
Oh, yeah, there's one colored fellow, Meredith.
James Meredith, that's right.
Two or three that are white.
And we have several running. There is Mr. Pittman.
We got a boy out of Natchez running for.
Mr. Watkins. Troy Watkins.
Brown.
Oh, that's right.
Roy.
J.W. Brown used to live door neighbor. Him and my children played together.
Is that right?
No, not him. It's his brothers. His uncles. You see, we redistrict our county was redistricted, and then we got two niggers come up wanting to redistrict District 4, the one I work in. They haven't got enough colored people in that district to elect them.
Every time the colored folks ask for anything,
they give it to them.
Are there more black people in Natchez than there are in, let's start again, I didn't ask that right. Are there more black or white people in Natchez?
But in this district, right here, we vote down at this store. The majority is niggers, but we had these niggers run, and they weren't elected out. These niggers voted for the white people. There was one old nigger woman way down here.
Foster.
He's our supervisor, Mr. Foster.
He's our supervisor. Well, we had a colored man running there, didn't we? What's the supervisor?
That runs.
You got him in charge.
I do?
Joe, you do one in the county.
What does he do?
He has road work. Has a road crew in his district.
Does all the road work.
In other words, he's...
Oh, well, then under the highway department?
Yeah.
Then I know what you're talking
about.
All right, wait a minute. The Board of Supervisors in each county, in each state of the United States, over here in Little Valley Parish, you could say, they are just about like Congress in Washington, only smaller. They run that county. They have the president of the board, vice president.
We have attorney.
District. Then you have your chancery clerk, you clerk of the board too.
Do you all have county commissioners?
Yeah.
We have county commissioners.
One old colored woman way down yonder in the jungles called a friend of ours in this district and told him to come to me and ask me to vote, to go in and vote for her. She didn't want no nigger to go in the booth with her because she wanted to vote for Mr. Ike Foster, a white man. She were not going to vote for a nigger that was running, if they didn't have sense of it. Well, I looked all day and this man come to me at the door and he said, has she voted yet? And I said, she didn't call for me if she has, because I didn't know the colored woman. But he told me the other day when he was here that she voted. But now, I don't know who helped her. I imagine one of them, the lady that's returning manager, I imagine she helped her. She didn't ask for me if she did. They didn't get me. We better get busy.
In our conversation, I pick up quite a bit of information.
Yeah.
We've covered some of this already, but we'll keep going anyway. Okay. I guess. The place where cows and horses graze is
called the pasture.
And when you're weeding cotton with a hoe,
you're scraping cotton.
Or is that the same as chopping cotton?
Yeah. No, chopping cotton is after you scrape it and get it out, it healed out. You see, then you go back. And when you mold it, go back and chop it out and get all the little weeds out, and then you mold it up and lay it by.
I see. What are some of the grasses that grow in a cotton field that you don't want there?
Crabgrass and weeds and cucklebears and things like that.
Well,